Welcome to A Slob Comes Clean, the podcast. I am Dana K. White. I share my personal deslobification process. As I figure out ways to keep my own home under control, I share the truth about cleaning and organizing strategies that actually work in real life for real people, people who don't love cleaning and organizing. Thanks for joining me today. This is podcast number 402, and I'm calling it Net Gains Decluttering. This is a concept that's been rattling around in my brain lately. And so I thought, why not talk about it out loud for, you know, 30 to 45 minutes to a bunch of people on the internet, because that's what I do, right? Okay, before I get into this, I want to tell you about something exciting that's going on, okay? So y'all know that I now have decluttering coaches. Now, there's a little blurb that came on. You probably heard it at the beginning, but I just want to explain to you what it is that I'm talking about, okay? I have decluttering coaches. They are trained in my decluttering process, the one that guarantees progress, that never creates a bigger mess, that doesn't use emotions to declutter and works through all your stuff, right? So they are trained how to guide people through that process, and we are doing a special promotion right now. I've got about six of them. There's like 46 coaches, I think, but six of them are doing 6-week decluttering workshops. Okay. Some of them are in person, some of them are virtual. The beauty of this is that they are going to teach you through my processes as a whole, my decluttering process, and it's going to be live and interactive. Meaning they're going to teach you these concepts that you've heard and you've studied, or maybe you've only heard this one podcast. This is the only one, whatever, wherever you are in the journey, you're going to have a personal guide to, as you're learning these things, you can ask questions, you have discussion, you've got somebody right there. Okay. They are trained to go in and help people declutter. They also, because they are my certified coaches, they get to do these classes. So they do them all over. They can charge whatever they want to for them. But for this promotion, the ones who agreed to do it, they're doing it for only $50. Okay. So it's a 6-week class. They're going to be at different times. Go to decluttering coaches.com/class and find out if there's one in person in your area, or if there's one that's virtual that you can join in on. Okay. So that's Decluttering Coaches. That's my website, decluttering coaches.com/class.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
All right, so let's talk about net gains decluttering. Like I said, this has been rattling around in my brain, and it comes from the fact, the reason I think about this, and I was thinking about it the other day as I was working in my own house, is that I would say the most common question that I get as people are really diving into this method is, what do I do when I go to a space to take something there now, because that's the space where I would look for it first, and that space needs to be decluttered as well? There's no room for it in that space, or that space is just a disastrous mess as well. And the reason people are either experiencing that or predicting that that will be the problem is that a lot of people listening right now are like I was when I first got started, which was, my whole house was a disaster. My whole house was, you know, like other people would say they would have, you know, certain problem areas. Well, every space in my house was a problem area. I would say that's the reason that I was able to come up with these methods, because I had a lot of trial and error. I had a lot of places to practice to come up with these methods. Okay. And that's the reason I'm so big on teaching people how to get started when you're completely overwhelmed. Because when I finally tackled my house, every single space in my house overwhelmed me. And so I had to come up with a way to get started, even though I opened that cabinet or drawer or door and just wanted to close it and run away because every space was like that. So I totally, totally get what people are saying here, but I get that question all the time. And I do answer it. I've answered it many, many times. And I'm starting to really see a lot of people who are grasping this concept. But I think it's such a different than the flashy before and afters you see in a TV show or whatever. You know, like, I don't know how to say this, but like when you watch a show and you go, okay, what are they not showing us? What is it that is over there outside of the frame? You know, is there a pile over there? Is there the stuff that has, you know, whatever. But we're not living in that. We're living in real life, which is why it's even more important to think along these lines. Okay. So when I say net gains decluttering, here's what I mean. We're moving the whole house forward. And the way that we move the whole house forward is to make real, actual, unbacktrackable progress in space by space without stuff shifting. We are not just moving. I don't like it when I say we are not, but y'all, that's what I'm saying. Okay. Because this is me too. I am not just moving things from one area to another. That's what I used to do. I used to think, well, it definitely doesn't go here. So I'm going to stick it over here because by the time I get to that space, surely I'll know, you know, what to do with it. Future me will run across that and she'll know. Mm-hmm, yeah, she'll totally know what to do with that. Instead, I realized that was not working. My house was never actually getting any better because I was just moving things from this space to this space. So this space looked a little bit better, but that space looked a lot worse. And then things spread and drifted and went right back to being, you know, bad. But I realized the power of decluttering, actual, real decluttering, getting stuff out of the house. As y'all know, when I separated organizing and decluttering, that is when I started to make real, actual progress in my house. Because I thought in all that stuff shifting, I was often stuff shifting because I thought I was, you know, that the goal was, well, I may not know what to do with it now, but at some point I'll find some system or whatever, and then I'll really have a great place for it or whatever. But instead I said, I'm just going to declutter. I'm just going to get stuff out of the house. And when I did that, I achieved what I had always wanted from what I thought was organizing. Okay. I ended up having the house that I could function in easily, that I knew what I had, I knew where it was, I could keep it under control. Like that was all achieved through decluttering. So remember, that is my big thing, is the decluttering, not the organizing. Even if you're telling yourself still, well, I'm just doing this so that I'll be able to get organized. Great. You might get to the point like me where you decide, oh, you know what? Actually, I think I'm just fine with it just being decluttered. Like, I'm not going to worry about any fancy systems. I'm not going to try to, you know, make baskets and bins and labels and stuff like that. I'm just like, I'll just have less stuff and then I can handle it and it can stay under control and I'm good, right? So decluttering is where the power is. Even people who are trying to help you get organized will tell you, well, the clutter has to be out first, okay? And so go ahead and work on the decluttering. But remember, decluttering is stuff actually leaving.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I am so excited about my new digital picture frame from Aura. It is beautiful and it solves clutter problems. One frame that rotates, so it lets me display lots of photos. There's a new photo every 10 minutes. I am seriously delighted every time I walk by my beautiful Aura frame. Mom, I hope you're not listening because you are also getting an Aura frame for Mother's Day. I am going to customize the gift by preloading photos onto the frame. There's a super simple app that I can share with the whole family so they can add photos to my mom's frame too, anytime from wherever they are around the globe. I used the Aura app and I had everything set up for my frame in 2 minutes. You can upload an unlimited number of photos, invite others to share photos directly to your frame with no fees or memberships. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AURAframes.com. Use code CLEAN at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. So the whole house, if the whole house or lots of spaces are frustrating and overwhelming and cluttered, then things need to be leaving the actual house. So what we do, okay, what I teach you to do when you get to that space where, okay, well, I would look for this mug in the mug cabinet. So I take it there now. That's key to making progress and only progress and not ending up with a bigger mess or, you know, having to step away and it's only half done and then it all spreads out and you have to remake decisions later. Okay, now we're going to take it there now and I'm going to face the reality of that space. Okay, where would I look first for this mug? I would look for it on the mug shelf. So I walk to the mug shelf, I open up that cabinet, and I face the reality of the mug shelf. And if the mug shelf is topsy-turvy piled and shoved in and there's no room for this, or the mug shelf is mugs plus straws from takeout restaurants and the summer picnic basket supplies and blah, 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 all shoved in that same thing, and there's no room for it, I'm not working on the mug shelf right now. And so my first reaction is, oh my word, I'm never going to finish anything. I'm never going to actually get anything done. You know, this is never actually going to change my house. Blah, you know, one little thing and there's not even a place to put it. My advice, my strategy is I'm going to remove something from this space to create the room for this mug. Ideally, it's going to be either trash or a donation, meaning something that is an obvious, oh, well, of course that needs to be donated. Maybe it's the picnic basket supplies that somehow got shoved in there and you realize, oh, I only show what those are actually, I'm just going to donate those. Or maybe it's those straw wrappers. Maybe it's a, you know, a plastic cup from your kids' sand toys, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, oh my goodness, why do we still have that? That needs to go in the trash, whatever. But trash or a donation, because I just admitted this space is a wreck. And I know that decluttering is the answer to spaces that are a wreck. This space is gonna, when I finally do tackle this, I'm gonna have to get rid of stuff. So I'm gonna get rid of something, trash or a dead donation, that is easy and obvious and creates the room that I need for this, even if it's still a disaster. Let's say that the mugs are stacked three high. You know, I mean, like there was a video that my husband and I did, a couple months ago, where we were one inning, one outing mugs. We had gotten mugs on a trip and we were, you know, choosing what mugs could go so that the mugs that we had just gotten that we loved could stay. And, you know, we talked in it about how, you know, it has to be functional. And in the way I used to do things was I would just kind of start stacking mugs on top of each other. Well, that wasn't functional because I am not the kind of person who's going to carefully move and remove the top mug to get to the one that I want underneath it. And so it just was always a disaster because it would be like, okay, I'm moving those, but I'm setting them out on the counter and then it makes the whole kitchen be a mess and blah, blah, blah. So instead of that, I say, I'm just going to, I have the function. So let's say the goal would be function when I'm actually decluttering the mug shelf, right? But when I'm going and looking at it now, let's say I'm in that situation where I've got, you know, yes, there are the mugs that are actually on the shelf. And then there are topsy-turvy, precariously balanced, a stack of fast food napkins or something. By removing one item to make the space for this mug, I'm not leaving this space any better than it was when I got there. I mean, I'm admitting that. I am not. But I'm not leaving it any worse. It is even. It ends up gains and losses, whatever, you know, like it evens out there. Net zero. I don't know if that's really a term or not, but it zeroes out there. But by doing that and then taking that trash or donation back to the space where I was decluttering and putting the donation in the donate box or the trash in the trash bag or the recycling in the recycling bin, whatever, then my whole house has experienced a net gain by getting rid of an item. Everything that leaves my house is a net gain for my home. My home is better off mathematically for every item that leaves it. And so this space I'm working on, this is how I'm making real, actual progress because I'm not half doing things. I'm not going, oh, I think I know what I'm going to do this and set it on the counter. No, I'm actually acting on it. I'm getting to this space and I'm not going to leave that space any worse. That space, it zeroes out. Okay. I'm not going to plus one, or actually it would be negative one to add some more clutter to it. Right. But I'm not going to make that space worse. That space is going to zero out, but my whole house is moving a little bit forward. Okay. So why am I calling this net gains? Well, it just made me think about profits, like overall in business. It's not always this, you know, okay, I give this one thing and I get these two things back, whatever. Sometimes it's like, okay, I'm putting a little more money in here and these things cost me. Let's talk about like, you know, when you talk to a lot of people in businesses, they often are very surprised at which item actually makes them the most money. Okay. Like I've always heard, do y'all remember the days when soft drinks at restaurants did not have free refills? Do you remember that? Yeah, I bet they miss that too. Although they charge you enough now that it might as well be charged for refills. But anyway, so, you know, it's like, that's what I wish, like their biggest profit is on soft drinks, because don't quote me on this. And I'm sure some of you actually know the real science or whatever, the real actual numbers here. But I've always heard it was like 3 or 4 cents for them to fill up somebody's thing, and then they're charging you, you know, even if you got 6 refills and it's 3 or 4 cents, that's like what, less than 20 cents and you just paid $3.50. And so that's like almost pure profit, right? But that helps to make up for the fact that they might be losing money on another item on their menu, or they might barely make a profit on this thing. But you find out, where is my profit? This net gains, like the overall, what matters is the overall, is this restaurant going to survive? Because are they making a profit? Even though on this item over here, it kind of zeroed out, right? But then this item over here, it is where the profit is. The profit that you're seeing and that you're really experiencing the big benefit of is in this space that you're initially decluttering, right? Like you are making real, actual, unbacktrackable progress because you're either getting rid of something in the donate box or the trash, or you're giving it a real home. But we're also not going to take losses in the other areas, right? We're going to let those areas zero out and the big profit is here. But if I just keep adding those items to this space where I would look for it now, or where I would look for it first, but that space is, you know, a disaster too. If I just keep adding that item, then I might be making progress, experiencing profit in this first area, but I'm experiencing loss in that second area. And that evens out and my whole house, my whole business, my whole restaurant is going to go under. Y'all do not come to me for business advice. And I know that, right? And this is not business advice. I'm just telling you, this is how I am thinking of it lately. I'm like, yes, net gains decluttering, net gains decluttering. This is the reason that this take it there now, partly so that I can stop at any time because I'll never have put myself in a situation where there's more to do before I can quit. And partly because it makes me face the reality of the space and not leave that space any worse. Okay. So I take it there now. I remove something to create the space for it. And my whole house inches a little bit forward and inches a little bit forward. And that is how you make real, true progress in the whole house overall. It feels like plate spinning, right? Sometimes when you are trying to get decluttering done and the whole house is like, well, I do this, but oh my goodness, now I gotta go do this and I gotta go do this and I gotta go do this. Or it feels like gopher whacking. Or it feels like the guy, whatever thing it was in the 1980s or 90s, who knows when, where they would have people and they were like catching money in this wind tunnel or whatever. And it looks like they're gonna get so much, but they only get a little bit. There's strategy on all those things, right? Like the people who win are the ones who have strategies. This is your strategy. Take it there now, face the reality of that space, remove something to create the space so that you don't leave it any worse off and so that your whole house moves forward. Ideally, the strategy is to ideally take something that is trash or a dead donation so that that brings you back to the space that you were working on and it gets you really focused in on that place where you're making actual, real, big impact.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so here is the definition of net gains that I looked up. Whenever I say net gains, it makes me think of Chip Gaines. Is it he the one on the Fixer? Is it, what is it? I don't want to say it actually right. It's the, they live in Waco. I know. I think I've watched a couple of their shows, but I don't watch it as much as some people do. Okay, so here's the definition of net gains. Net gains and losses are also used. Okay, I think this is on Indeed.com. Whatever. So who knows what they said before. It was just a little blurb that showed up on Google. Are also used to determine how much of a profit a business is making and how much money the company has left after subtracting expenses. Okay. The net gain or loss of a company includes income received from the sale of goods subtracted by how much money was spent on their acquisition and or production. So if you have achieved this space that you're working on looking so much better, but you've made five other spaces so much worse, then I guess technically you could say that would zero out any progress that you've made in your home, but I think it's actually a negative because those things are just kind of shoved. And when you're not making yourself make those decisions of, okay, what can go for this? I mean, so many times when I go to make that decision of, okay, what can go so that this thing can stay, I realize, oh, well, this thing doesn't need to stay at all. And so it can just leave. So more things are going to be leaving my home. And I, you know, otherwise it just kind of goes and sits there. And then I have to make another decision about it at some point in the future. Okay. So the goal is to make the house one thing better, not to stuff shift. And then there's the power of doing it now. I know that, you know, I am talking about this for those who understand the need to take it there now, but they then see a stumbling block once they get there, right? Like then they see, oh yeah, okay, well, I want to take it there now, but here's the reason I can't. Here's the reason that won't work. Here's the problem, right? But look at the alternative. What happens if you don't take it there now? If you don't take it there now, you're going to make a pile. Or you're going to stick it in a box or a basket of things you're going to take there later. Well, if I don't take it there now, then, I mean, the number one thing is that I don't actually know what I'm dealing with. I don't actually know what is in that space. I don't know whether or not there are five others of exactly the same thing in that space already. And oh, wait, three of those can go. Right? Like if you want to start making big progress, big profit, big net gains, it would be, okay, well, while I'm going, I'm going to fill my hands up. You know, I need to put this thing in here and I need to remove something that's either duh donation or trash. But you know what? I'm going to fill my hands up with trash. I'm going to carry five things back to the donate box. That is great because you're moving forward and you're making even bigger gains in the whole house, but you're not doing it at the expense of this space that you were initially working on. Okay. So if I make the pile, then it feels like, okay, this space is working, but I mean, this space is better, but my whole house actually isn't any better. Right. But I'm not just at net zero for, oh, you know, this space, it, you know, like as if I had taken it to this space and added something there and that all evens out in the house. No, when I pull these things out and I put them in a pile or I put them in a box, then I get distracted or I get overwhelmed or I get tired. I just feel like I'm done. I got to stop for right now. Now, what used to be inside this cabinet is now in this other ambiguous, floaty, not a real space, right? Like it's in a pile on the countertop or on the floor or on the shelf. It is in a random box that then just becomes way too easy for me to go stick out in the garage. When I realize, oh, wait, we're having so-and-so over. We need to, you know, get these things out of here. I'll deal with that later. That is a major loss for your house to have the bigger mess than you had when you started because now things are spread out. That's a loss for the house. Like the house is worse off than it was before. That is a, what's the opposite of profit? Oh, I guess it's loss. Anyway, if I take that box and then that box goes out into the garage or sits there for 3 months and then goes and sits out in the garage for 7 years, my house isn't just not making progress, it's going backward. Because by it sitting out in the garage, now it's something weighing on me. I may not remember within the next, you know, after a couple weeks, I may not remember what was it that was in that box, but I know it's something. And I know it's something that has to be done and something I was supposed to do. And then it starts to grow bigger in my mind and stress me out. And so it turns into a major loss for my home. Okay. My house is not only not moving forward, it's actually moving backward when I don't do the take it there now. If I'm the kind of person like me who can happily stick something in the garage, even though it's going to end up, you know, making my life more difficult. I mean, when I say all this, if you happen to be your first time here and you, if you're the type of person who's like, well, I could never stick that in the garage. I would have to, I wouldn't be able to sleep at night before I went and delivered everything to, great, great. But I'm talking to the people like me who are going to have exactly what I just said happen, right? It just sits there for a couple of weeks and then, oh my goodness, I got to get this out of here. And you shove it somewhere and you can't, you're like, I know that box was, what was I going to do? That's a loss. All right. So there's so much power in taking it there now. There's so much power in facing reality. And there's so much power in acknowledging that something is leaving my home that is net gains for my home. That is a net gain. That is net profit in my quest to make my house decluttered. I want my house to be decluttered. Yes, I'm working on this space, but the goal is for my whole house to be one that I like and I can keep under control easily. It doesn't hinder my life. It doesn't keep me from doing the things I want to do. Okay, this is how I do that. Focus on that net gains decluttering. I hope that made any sense whatsoever. Anyway, just a reminder, as I was saying at the beginning, okay, go check out declutteringcoaches.com/class and see if there is a class that you could go to with one of the coaches who will guide you through learning these things. And I think you're going to love it. And I love my coaches. And go check them out. Even if you don't want to do a class, go check out the coaches at declutteringcoaches.com and see, you know what? I need some in-person coaching, or if there's not somebody in your area, most of them, of our 40-something coaches, do online coaching as well, virtually. And that's really, really effective. All right. I will talk to y'all next week. Bye.